AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer explains the Democrat strategy in negotiating a coronavirus economic relief bill.
It's not a political position. It's what our country needs.
No deal was reached. President Trump signed executive actions.
Rather than compromise, our Republican counterpart said, take a hike. Quite literally, they said virtually this in the room. No, it's going to be our way or no way. We're not going to meet you in the middle.
At the White House, Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany said,
this president stood up for the American worker at a time when Democrats refused to do so.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says President Trump saved Americans from hostage-taking by the Democrats. A tally by Johns Hopkins University shows confirmed infections in the U.S. at over 5 million, with deaths topping 163,000, the highest in the world. President Trump is down to two locations for his Republican presidential acceptance speech. The AP's Sagar Magani reports one is a Civil War battlefield.
The president tweets he'll deliver the August 27th speech either at the White House or what he calls the Great Battlefield of Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. Both sites are federal property, which raises legal and ethical issues about using them for a political event. Doing it at Gettysburg would also revive the president's defense of monuments to Confederate heroes. Spokeswoman Kayleigh McEnany says the president looks forward to celebrating his achievements.
The president has done a lot to bring this country together.
He says a decision on the speech will come soon. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Lebanon's prime minister says he is stepping down in the wake of the catastrophic explosion in Beirut last week. The city council in Seattle is expected to approve proposals that would reduce the police department by as many as 100 officers through layoffs and attrition. It is strongly opposed by the mayor and police chief in Seattle. This is AP News. Will the growth of telemedicine hold on once the pandemic ends?
Telemedicine burst onto the scene after COVID-19 shut down much of the economy and forced doctors and patients to connect virtually. Care providers like the Cleveland Clinic went from 5,000 telemedicine visits a month before the pandemic to 200,000 visits just in April. Doctors say they hope the increased use continues since telemedicine gives them a way to connect more frequently with patients, especially those with chronic health problems. The sticking points? Issues like insurance coverage and doctor reimbursement need to be resolved. I'm Shelley Antler.
Antonio Banderas says he's tested positive for the coronavirus and is celebrating his 60th birthday in quarantine. The actor announced his positive test in a post on Instagram. Banderas said he would spend his time in isolation making plans to begin to give meaning to his 60th year. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.